بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected brothers and sisters, elders, whoever is listening, very important aspect is to be able to communicate with Allah Ta'ala. Dua is a very important thing in all our lives. Dua is very, very important. My Padre Rahmatullah Ali used to emphasize this a lot. So much so to understand it, when Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali finished his 4 months in 1962, he went by Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali for nasihat. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf told him, make dua. Only thing he told you, dedicate yourself in dua. And this is something that we all need to, you know, increase in such a way. And again, two, three important points on this dua part before we take question and answers. See, every dua Allah will accept. And there is no such thing that anything is impossible in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. See, the hadith of Rasulullah SAW comes, Rasulullah SAW says, Allah says, ana inda zani abdi bi, I do according to what my servants think of me. If a person has this intention and he makes this niyat, Ya Allah, you give me so much that I can give every person in my locality bread for free, Allah can give it to you. One person makes the niyat, Allah, give me sufficient money to pay my rent every month. Another one says, Allah, you can give me a mansion of my own, I don't have to pay rent. How I think of Allah, that's how Allah does. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah is capable of anything and everything. So it's so important that we have good hope in Allah and ask in abundance. I mean, look at subhanAllah. You know, myself, ajeeb, you know, this Allah put my heart. I'm reading about Sulaiman alayhi salam. Allah mentions about this incident in the 23rd part of the Quran al-Kareem. He made some mistake. So he says to Allah, make me maaf. And Allah, give me a kingdom that no one must ever have a kingdom like that. I ask you, let's say you did something wrong. Now, you go by your father, tell Papa, make me maaf. But Papa, you know what? I want a BMW, I want a double cab. After doing an unda like that, you still go and tell your father, you want something, such a big, you know, expensive car, whatever it is. Yeah? But look at Allah. Sulaiman is teaching us, even if you're a sinner, there's no such thing that you can say that, you know, Allah can't give. Have good hope in Allah. Allah loves us more than our parents love us. So you must keep this important point. Before you, from now on, ask for anything and everything Allah Ta'ala will give. You know, good hope. I mean, I'm saying this not in a way of showing off again, but just to show you how great it is to make dua. When I did my first Hajj, and when I finished my tawaf ziyarah, I'm standing by the Kaaba. I'm a Mauli Sahib, hardly end of the month, my money is finished, you know. So we got no money, but I'm standing there by the Kaabatullah, by the door of the Kaabatullah, by Multazam. I just finished my tawaf ziyarah, and I say, Allah, I cannot stay at home at the time of Hajj. Ya Allah, you bring me for Hajj every year. I made the dua, shukr, alhamdulillah, I've seen the sweet fruits of it. It's no such thing that it cannot be possible. Anything, everything Allah Ta'ala can give according to how we think. So these are, and plus these are maqams, as I mentioned in the talk also, places where duas are accepted. Hey, ask every step. And you'll see, in fact, that's my tabiat. When I leave home, Allah, take me to the airport easily. Allah, make my flight from Durban to Joburg easy. Joburg to Makkah easy. Allah, help me from Makkah. Even when in the 5 days of Hajj, Allah, make it easy to go to Mina to Arafah, make a Maqbool. Then Allah, right through every step I'm asking, make the ziyarat easy, make our, what you call, jamarat easy, make, ask in any, everything. And Allah loves us to talk to us. Allah loves to that we talk to Him. Allah gets happy when we talk to Him. The whole story about the dwarfs thing, but I just want to mention these few things here. Gee, what is in your heart, inshallah? Any questions you want to ask? Salaam. Gee, these dua books and also these kitabs that will help us to prepare ourselves spiritually. One is, I said to you, the question is about what we should use when we are traveling, and the kitabs that are important. One I mentioned was for Medina Sharif, I spoke about Fazail al-Durud, what is called Salat al-Nabi, Virtues of Salat al-Nabi. That book is very beneficial in many things. It tells you the virtues of different duruds. It will tell you the of certain specific darud's benefit, and it tells you stories of those people that read darud and the benefit and the sweetness that they found in that. So that is the one kitab. The second one is what you call Sirat al-Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Very beautiful book, Sirat al-Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, by Maulana Idris Khandalwi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, printed by Talimuddin. Now that will give you the whole seerah, the whole life of Rasulullah. Now, for example, my tabiat is like this. Allah give me tawfiq and give me ikhlas. But when I go to Uhud, I won't tell you this is Jabal Rumah, this happened like that. I like to go into the full detail of the entire incident. So A to Z, then you feel that you are actually way in the battle. You must understand it in that way, then you appreciate it properly. But if you read that thing, you got some idea of what's happening. When I come to Khandak, sadly, but the situation now is you're just moving in the bus. You don't really stop over there. But if you know the history of Khandak and the incidents that have taken place in Khandak, you know, there's so many beautiful things that happen in the Battle of Trench. You put all that together and you came to the space, you value it more and you appreciate it more. This way, it's very important to read this Sirat al-Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And I wrote Allah's Tawfiq, a book called Our Beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Our Beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This book here, basically is, I made it with this intention that how the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam can increase in our hearts. Another book that you should get is, one is you have Munajat al-Maqbool, you have Hizb al-Azam. I made a sort of a bridge of all this. It's called Wazaif al-Muqarrabin. Wazaif al-Muqarrabin or Zad al-Muqarrabin. Both Zad al-Muqarrabin has also the surahs in it and various kinds of du'as for all different conditions and needs, etc. Very, very, inshallah, beneficial. I saw even Hazrat Mawlana Shabir Saluji Sahib took many copies for me. Even the Imam of Aqsa carries the book with him. Alhamdulillah. We'll IGU send, I don't know, Nana's bookshop sell it, and then we make arrangement. That's not so serious. We can get to the books itself. Jeez. This one is to make your 40 salah in Masjid al-Nabawi, that means 8 days. If you're targeting that, then I would say, look, if you're going for the normal ziyarat around Medina Munawara, you can make it back by Zuhar salah. The time the question comes is if you're going to Badr, then you may miss it. So that is the only time. If you can make arrangements, would find out from the group that you're going or whoever's in charge, will we be back for Zuhr Salah? Sometimes they're able to come back before Zuhar Salah, make it Zuhar Salah. Then the, what do you say, the second situation is that the whole bus, all the men will go together into the Masjid al-Nabawi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and they'll read that Zuhar Salah in Jamaat, so they get the 40 Salahs. Ji. See, Jabal Rahma, understand that yes, du'as are not only accepted at Jabal Rahma, du'as are accepted all over Arafah. If Allah is descending not only on Jabal Rahma to the first heaven asking, those that are by Namira, those that wherever are, the du'as are accepted. You ask yourself the time to go to Rahma, the heat that's over there, the crowd that is there, will you be able to concentrate? To me, a very important thing that I must be calm, concentrating. I do not want to be irritated with anything or something that is disturbing my concentration. Am I going to be in that crowd that somebody is pushing me, I'm climbing up that hill, etc.? You know, dua is something you have to put your heart and soul into. And I find, you know, if I'm in my tent, I'm alone, I would take that, like I got in that Wazaiful Muqarrabin, I've got a selected section of the Munajat. I will take that and take one dua and I'll ask it continuously. I feel it's an important dua. Beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. Will I be able to do that there? Will I be able to do that in that heat, in that condition too? You know? So I just take one dua. Allahumma, you know, for example, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min jahdil bala wa darqi shiqa wa su'il qada wa shamatil ada. Repeatedly saying, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min jahdil bala wa darqi shiqa wa su'il qada. You can say it in English, whatever. But I say, I find that I need to make a decision with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in what I want. Will I get it there? When people say, go there, you know, it's very nice. I'm asking, what you went there for? To get decisions made for yourself. And this is so important. That is why before going also, look at these du'as. You know, this important du'a I need to make. This, I have to make this du'a. I have to make this du'a. These are very important for my life and for my future, whatever it is. Keep it in mind. And I emphasize this thing. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min jahdil bala wa darqi shiqa wa su'il qada wa shamatil ada. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min mawtil fujah. Save us from a sudden death. Allahumma ti'na bi asma'ina, absarina, quwatina, abadama, qaitana. Make me benefit from my hearing, my seeing, and give me strength in my body as long as I'm living. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min an arada ila ardh al-umr. Save me from a bad old age. These are very, very important du'as. You have not one time you have to come repeatedly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these things. Really, it's very, very, very important to stand. I know Allah has so many important du'as. Allah fatir is samawat, anta waliyu fi dunya wa akhirah, tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. You know, O the creator of the heavens and the earth. Fatir is samawat, anta waliyu fi dunya wa akhirah. Ya Allah, you be my carer in this dunya and akhirah. You be my carer in this akhirah. Make me die as a believer and join me with the pious. Every small dua, you know, sometimes we do, Allahu Akbar, we don't realize we made that dua, the athar and the effect of it. When I go to an area, I came here, Allahumma yassirli jaleesa salih. I make this dua when I came here. Oh Allah, bless me to be in the company of the pious. Allah bless me with you all. I make the dua. This is the sahaba used to make the dua. And in fact, when I personally make it, I say, Yasilli wali awladi wali zurriyati ila yawm al-qiyamah jaleesa salih. Bless me, my children, my progeny till the day of qiyamah to be in the company of the pious. What an important dua. You ask, Mother, I will tell you, Al-Maru ala dini khalili, a person in the way of his friends. Imagine making this dua here, remembering this, what I'm telling you now. Say it in learning English or whatever, I can teach you. But Allah bless me and my children and progeny till the day of Qiyamah to be in the company of the pious. So there's a lot of very important things that you have to get. This is just a guidance is there. Ji. Must do it. Don't worry about them. Allah's house, you must go ahead and do it. Take every opportunity to go there. Don't be deprived of that. Don't be deprived. Well, that's a nice question. Should I do more tawaf or should I do more or coming more umrah? Ulama have, some of them have explained like this. If, for example, the time that you're going to go to the Masjid al-Tanim, Masjid Aisha, go to Tanim and come back and do your one umrah and the whole period that you're going to do may take you maybe, the whole process may take you 4 or 5 hours. You'll be tired, you may not be able to do more. But if you feel that if I'm on the mataf and I can push 4 or 5 tawafs, rather do 4 or 5 tawafs. But now and then do one umrah and make niyat for somebody. But like that, if you can, while you're on the mataf, and if sometime you know it's not too busy, push 3, 4, 5, whatever it is, you know, and try and get the target of that 50 tawafs, inshallah, in the space of time. And make the niyat for many. And as I say, each round of your tawaf, you can ask such important du'as for ikhlas, for taqwa, tawazu, ikhlas, husna khulq, husna khatima. Taqwa means piety, tawazu means humility, ikhlas, sincerity, good akhlaq, good character, and give me a mot on iman. Very important these du'as are too. Ji. Champals of the Shafis and the Shafis, there is not any so much emphasis on how ours must be, where that hairy part must be open. They're not so much, basically they're wearing champals, they're not so much on emphasis on that part of the day. We have to be very particular on the champals that we must avoid wearing the one that is the strap and that it covers the upper part of the of this front bone here, that we must avoid that. But a very important is that your champal, if you're going to be walking, you're going to be doing some walking, it's important to have a good quality champal. Good champal is very, very important. In this process here, from what I'm seeing this year, normally, alhamdulillah, Allah shukr, almost all my hajj have been walking up to even this year, alhamdulillah, Allah's fazal. But just discussing with the new system that they're coming in, when our tents are going to be moved from where it is, all the South Africans will be normally on that Khalid Abdullah Bridge, but we're going to go further across, maybe another 2 kilometers away. So the distance from Azizia or from our, and those that are staying in Makkah is going to be very much more challenging. I don't know, some people got their packages staying full Makkah, and they're staying, I think, in Gaza area. Where are you staying? What's the name of them? It is a challenging thing. It's quite a challenging thing for you to get. I think that the first day they take the bus will take you to the tent in Mina. Then after that, they'll take you to Makkah, Aziz, Arafat, Muzdalifah. But when you get back to Jamarat, from Jamarat to get to Makkah is going to be something. And from Makkah to get back to the day is going to be a bit of a challenge. Allah make it easy. It's going to be. Ji. All are staying in Moisam, that is there, but then Moisam is quite much more further than where we were all these years. From there to go from Azizia to there is a distance, or from Makkah to there is a distance, but the buses will take us. So that's why I say walking this year is going to be something that's going to be challenging for us who have been all these years walking. Then from there, Arafat to Muzdalifah, the bus leaves you in Muzdalifah. The bus leaves. Now that is a nice point that you're bringing up. If you are left in Muzdalifah, from Muzdalifah there is no buses. There is no buses from Muzdalifah, you have to walk. Now the question is, from Muzdalifah you're going to go to Jamara. And from Jamara, that is the question, are you going to go back to your tent in hotel in Azizia? Are you going to go to Makkah? Or are you going to go back to your tent? All that is going to be walking, or you have to do something. So what is our suggestion of there? I prefer that, see, this is now another angle. The people that are going by bus, the area where the buses leave you in Muzdalifah is not the most comfortable area. It's hectic. Frankly, I don't know if anybody has been that area. It's hectic. We who do the walking Hajj, when we're coming from Arafah to Muzdalifah, our area is very nice. And we are straight in line with Jamarat after that. So for us, it's comfortable. In fact, the guys are saying like this here, we're calling Muzdalifah luxury for the walkers. Because the way they made it, that now there's like every 20 meters you've got toilets. They've got like a canopy with blowers. And the floor is like done up. They've got what they call epoxy. Very well done, nice place. They even got benches and they've got charging stations in Muzdalifah for us. So that it's much, much more comfortable than where the buses stop. We just go straight and we go and pelt the Jamarat. Now my suggestion is that now the things are changing and because of the distances, I would suggest, and hopefully by about 6:15, you'll be finished your pelting on the big Jamarat. You walk straight down, you go to the bottom, you take the bus and you go to Makkah, do your tawaf as ziyarat. In fact, even you can finish the tawaf with a finish everything and then you make yourself maybe back to the tent in Mina. But you finished your faraz and your wajib. You go back over there and you pelt for the remaining days, Hajj is done. Look, if it's clean, the shoe is chumple is clean, no problem. Not shoe, come chumple. As long as it's clean, no napak. If you washed it or you put it, then it's okay. Even a sai. It's a nice question, but you must understand it logistically. On the 9th of the 7th, what will be the crowd in the haram? You have to make a nafil tawaf, you have to come into ihram, do that tawaf, and you ask yourself, next morning you're leaving for Mina, how tired you're going to be? You're going to do that sa'i. Is it easy or not? Do you think it's any easier? It's not easier. So that's what I suggest you do. On the 8th morning, the 7th night, you sleep, you have to bath, you have to prepare yourself for the next. 8th morning, tahajjud time, we get up, we read our tahajjud namaz, we read our sunnat al-ihram, and then we're in ihram. After fajr, we say we go to Mina. We rest in Mina. And then on the what you call, 10th or 11th, whenever it's practical, we do the tawaf al-ziyarat. In my tartib, I do my tawaf al-ziyarat, I do my tawaf al-wida, then I do my sa'i and I'm over. I know I've done everything because up and down transport is not easy. So while you are in haram, finish everything. Do your farz and your wajib. You'll be doing Hajj Ifrad. That means that you come to Makkah Mukarramah, you do the what you call the you call it the Tawaf Qudum, the entry Tawaf. On that occasion, that will be more likely you are going to be there on the evening of the 7th. Hajj is starting on the 8th. Now this it again is a logistic thing that how they're doing it I can't understand, because they are going to take you from Madinah Munawwarah straight to to Mina, to your accommodation in Mina. That's on the evening of the 7th. Now you have to make your own arrangement. Then I was actually asking those that are booking to them to contact the Nusuk people to say, "Bhai, how do I go from Mina back to Makkah, do my tawaf and come back?" Firstly, you're gonna only make the intention of Hajj from Makkah, from Zulhulaifa. In Madinah, you're making intention only of Hajj, not of what you call Umrah and Hajj. So it's a bit of a complicated situation that this package. And I can't tell you, because whether they are going to give you transport, you're going to get to Mina and you're going to be that Mosem or wherever it is. From there, how do you get to Makkah? How do you get back? I can't tell you on that, how the Nusuk is working on that. We actually told them to make some inquiries and find out. You see, for example, the agent will tell you that as soon as you have pelted, you phone us that I have pelted. More likely, alhamdulillah, most of us are finished up by 7 o'clock, finished pelting. Then we'll phone the agent. The agent says that, okay, this 50 have done it already. They have their men that will go to the Qurbanigah, will go to where the Qurbanigah. They will do that 50 and they'll inform you. It looks as 50 has been done. Generally by half past 10, 11 o'clock is done. Then you shave your hair. And then now you're out of ihram in your normal clothes. So I say Hajj really is 2.5 days or 2 days. Then you're in the normal clothes. Jee. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayri al-khalqi kullimi. يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا راحم المساكين يا ذا القوة المتين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين يا كريم يا رحيم يا رؤوف بالعباد يا الله give us all عافية in both worlds Allah forgive all our sins يا الله guide us on the straight path يا الله keep us on the straight path يا الله make us love you make us love رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم increase our love for you and for your Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم make us from the أولياء إكرام make our children from the أولياء إكرام يا الله make our children and our progeny the coolness of our eyes Allah all those that made intention for Hajj Make it easy for them to go for Hajj. All those made intention for Umrah, make it easy for them to go for Umrah. Allah bless each and every one of us to go to the Mubarak places and open Masjid al-Aqsa for us. Remove the Yahud from there and the Israelis from there, that we don't have to go and be harassed by them, that we can go without being harassed by them and open Masjid al-Aqsa. Allah destroy the forces of Batil, give the forces of Haqq. The forces of Haqq prevail over everything. Ya Allah, make Islam established throughout the world. Save us from those that are trying to harm us and our deen. Ya Allah, give us afiyat in both worlds. Be pleased with us and don't ever become angry with us. Through your fazl and karam, make us from your maqbool servant. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa alina innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Amin. Bifadli isma rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Assalamu alaykum.